Hey, welcome to the Intentional Living Center, counting down to Christmas, just around the corner. Dr. Randy Carlson here, along with Jennifer and Amy on the phones today, live in our studios in beautiful Tucson, Arizona, today, from coast to coast on the radio and around the world online. And through our podcast, we have one goal, and that's to help you experience life as God intended. That's what keeps us going. That's what we eat, sleep, and drink around here. Is everything having to do with how can we encourage you, love you, help you experience life the way God intended? Why? Because there's where you're going to find the greatest joy in your life. There's where you're going to find the greatest peace. And we all have enough problems to face that we don't need to be self-inflicted our wounds that we're putting into our life because we're making decisions. Frankly, we're not experiencing what God is his best for our life. And so we're here just to help you think that through and to live an intentional life, to make a decision every day, act on that decision, because whoever's most intentional in your life is going to win. You're either going to allow your own emotions to be most intentional in your marriage and your family, or you're going to allow the God through the Holy Spirit to move in your life. I'll tell you what we're going to do today. We were going to talk about marriage, and we're going to do that on a show that'll show up here tomorrow. We'll talk about that. But today I was thinking about this yesterday, how there are certain rules of life. And most of the pain and the loss of peace and the problems that we face, come on now, let's just be honest with each other. We're in the family of God together. We're just humans and we struggle with life. But most of us, if we're being honest, the pain that we have or the loss of peace or the problems come as a result of ignoring the rules of life. God has put rules in place, and when we violate them, we hurt ourselves. Now, one that comes to mind instantly is the law of gravity. It's just a rule. And you have a choice. You can violate the rule of gravity, the law of gravity. I mean, you're welcome to do it, but you know what? You have the option, the freedom to do that, but you don't have the freedom of the consequences as a result of that decision. And you and I have the opportunity to defy the rules that God has put in place when it comes to just life. I have a list of 15 of them here. I won't get through all of them today, but I wanted to share several of these with you. And so we're going to learn some things together, but I'd like to have you join in as well. What is something you've learned, a rule, maybe a principle, but something that really you say, hey, I've learned this and I know this is what God's intention is. And when I violate it, I'm going to pay for it. I'm not going to do that. Give us a call. You ready to go, Amy? She's going to take your calls at 888-888-1717. Let me give you a couple really practical examples of this. In Proverbs 22, it says that a bad temper is contagious, so don't get infected. In another passage, it says, don't hang around with an angry man or person, lest you learn from them and become like them. Now, you can violate that rule, and you can hang around with whoever you want to hang around with, but the reality is we become like the people we choose to hang around with. And you and I are not so smart that we can violate that rule of life and not pay for it. Here's another rule. We see it in Ecclesiastes chapter 10 that says, if you don't sharpen the edge of the saw, you're going to have to use twice as much work to get done whatever you're working on. And so that's a rule, just a reality. If you got a dull axe, it's going to take you twice as long to cut the tree down. No, at least twice as much strength, the Bible says. Now, how does that apply to your life? It applies in so many practical ways. And I can think of several other passages, just verses in Scripture that become kind of rules for living our lives. And so I just want you to join in as we talk about this today at 888-888-1717. What is a rule that you kind of you realize it's important and I follow it? 888-888-1717. God's not a meanie here. He's not. God's not a meanie. He loves you. He wants the best for you. So he says, hey, there's a law of gravity. Don't jump off the roof. Okay. Don't fall off a ladder like my neighbor did about 3 years ago and broke his back. Okay. Because gravity is gravity and no respecter of persons. Here's, let me give you some of the principles that I teach and I use in my work with people over decades of life. Here's one. This is a rule. It's a reality. It's a principle. The weakest person in a relationship will always control the relationship. And that's just a fact. It's like a weak link in a chain. You pull it so hard, it's always going to break at the weak point. Think about the boards that you serve on. Think about your Sunday school class. Think about the employees that you work with. Think about your parents, your family, your kids, maybe your spouse. The weakest person in a relationship will control the relationship. I tell people it's like walking on eggshells. And that's why we always say, hey, mature, grown-up people should be the ones who get married, right? So that's a rule. That's a reality. And I share that with you because if you and I are aware of that and we find ourselves in a relationship and we feel like we're walking on eggshells, got to ask ourselves, who's the weakest person in this relationship and how is it affecting us in terms of proceeding? And what steps need to be taken to strengthen that relationship? Here's another rule. The best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. I've worked with enough people over the years to see that unless there's an intervention spiritually or someone has gone through, you know, a real change in their life and you're trying to make a decision about a relationship, for instance, and you're thinking, well, they're going to change, they're going to be different. I'm telling you, here's a fact. This is a rule. The best way to predict future behavior is to see what they're doing right now. Now, that doesn't mean people can't change, but that's a rule. And some people, listen, some of you, people I know, we all sometimes just hope against hope and thinking that it's going to get better when reality is the best predictor of future behavior is the current behavior. All right. Well, I've got several more we'll get to here, but I'd love to hear from you as well. What's a rule that you've learned? 888-888-1717. Tiffany, how are you in Michigan today?
Oh, I'm cold.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard it's been cold. How about snow? You got a lot of snow, too?
Predicted for tomorrow. Nothing at the moment.
Well, maybe a white Christmas for all the Michiganders this year,
Possibly.
Huh? Yeah. That'd
be that nice. Would be lovely.
Yeah. I miss that. You know, I grew up in West Michigan with 100 inches of snow every winter, and now I live in the sunshine of Arizona, so I don't know. At least at Christmas time, I miss it.
From one extreme to the next.
Exactly. All right. What's something you've learned, a rule that helps you in your life?
So, basically, I've always struggled with, like, kind of like addiction and stuff, and I completely would surrender, but not all the way to God. Like God says, you know, you ask not because you have not, you know, bring all your problems, lay that at my feet. So, you know, I would surrender, but still kind of try to keep my life in control, me controlling it. So this past year, I totally surrendered to God. He blessed me, got me help in so many different ways. I have a car now. I'm a single mother of two boys. I'm almost out of my mom's house, so that's good. Their Christmas is already done this year. I'll be sober for a year next month.
Great.
And it's all, you know, all because I surrendered to my Father. You know, I came and told him I needed him, and he's been there.
So before you'd say, you'd say I would do this, but then you didn't do it. I mean, so you're saying, hey, what you've learned is you're going to surrender.
Surrender completely. You cannot control your life. You know, God has a plan for your life if you give your control to him. And just obey your Father, you know? He has these rules in place for us, not to tell us what to do, but to keep us from hurting ourselves or others.
You know, that's what always has been the years. You always hear people say, well, you guys, you know, you're Christians, all the things, the do's and don'ts, the things you can't do. And I think they completely miss the point. God puts these rules or these, I guess, the boundaries, if you please, or guardrails, we can use different terms in place, because he loves us. You know, as a daddy and a grandfather, I love my kids and my grandkids. And so when we have to say to the grandkids, no, or hey, this is the way it's going to be, it's not because we're trying to be meanies. In fact, if anything, as grandparents, we bend over backwards, right, for our grandkids. But because we love them, we say, hey, these are just rules. You ever try to play a game without a rules? It's no fun. I mean, it's going to be painful. I mean, we all want rules when it comes to games, but we also need to have rules and understand the power. You know, Tiffany, here's the principle I think that you learned, is that intention without daily follow-through is nothing more than a good intention. And that's reality. And that's, if you're experiencing that, it's really it's a procrastination in our life. And procrastination can be deadly on a lot of levels. So that's a rule. Intention without daily action is procrastination and only a good intention. What's something you've learned? Maybe you have some rules that you think about that are based in scripture, based in biblically, based in your experience, and you know they work for you. What is one? 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Take a look at your life. Do you have areas where you're not making progress or feeling stuck? Maybe you keep returning to bad relationships or habits that aren't helping you grow. In his message, Sharpen Your Edge, Dr. Randy talks about some wise words from Solomon in the book of Ecclesiastes.
Here's the universal principle that Solomon is sharing with us. Successful people keep their edges sharp, and unsuccessful people don't.
If you missed your chance to give during our year-end fundraiser, don't worry. You can give now and have your gift matched and doubled by generous friends of the ministry. When you give, you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to this message, along with more of Dr. Randy's exclusive content. Don't miss this opportunity to have your gift matched. Your monthly support helps people live an intentional life in Christ. Call 888-888-1717 now or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
You know what? I appreciate you all praying for us and your support for the Ministry of Intentional Living. We're part of Intentional Life Media and Family Life Radio, but we have our own budget. We don't borrow money. Everything that comes in helps us with the Intentional Living Outreach, our radio program, our podcast, our events, publications, the things that we do. And John, who's ahead of all the development activities, was just in here, poked his head in the studio a little bit ago and said, hey, Randy, here's the story. We had some friends who were matching every gift here at the year end. And many of you are giving monthly, but as you give an additional gift, maybe as a first time to help us close out the year, there's $4,250 left in that fund to be matched for Intentional Living between now and in the next few days. And so as you give a year-end special gift, it's going to be matched. By the way, everybody who's sharing an extra gift this month, we have that brand new 2025 Year of Jubilee calendar that we're going to be sending out as a way of saying thank you for your support. So we appreciate it. And we're counting down. We have about $28,000 in year-end closing gifts plus the regular gifts to help us meet the budget for the ministry. There's where we are. So your gift matters. How do you get involved today? You can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, or you can go on over to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and click on donate. I thought coming in the studio today, I just wanted to open the lines and had a chance to talk to you all about what are some things that you have learned. I'm using the word rules. It could be principles. It could be directly from a proverb or something from scripture or something you've learned that sort of is a bumper sticker that's in your mind that says, hey, this is important to me because I know this is a rule. of life. And if I violate it, I violate it at my own expense. 888-888-1717 is the number. Here's one. It comes right from Scripture. Words will bring either life or death. Words will bring either life or death to any relationship. As a counselor, I've seen enough of this in counseling. I've seen it in relationships. I've seen it in my own life. Not only the words that we choose to speak, but sometimes the words we choose not to speak when they need to be said. Words matter. And that's what we do for a ministry. I'm in a ministry of words, and the power of words, and understanding that our words can either bring life or death. And in fact, tomorrow, as we're talking about marriage, we got some callers going to be calling, talking about the fact that words have destroyed their marriage, or a lack of words, or a lack of communication. And communication is key. So one of the rules of life is learning to use our words in a powerful way, in an important way. Here's another one of the principles or rules of life that I've found, that unforgiveness will hurt you more than the other person. And it will clog the arteries to the path to peace in your life. If you find yourself not experiencing peace today, you might ask yourself, what rule am I violating when it comes to unforgiveness? What am I hanging on to that's causing me to hurt myself more than the other person? And that's just a reality. And there's nothing you can do about changing that rule. You can't make up your own rule. You can't say, well, unforgiveness is okay for me because it's not going to hurt me. And the reality is it does. And we love you so much that we want you to understand the power of not violating that rule in your life. I wrote this one down last night. Things tend to look better after a good night's sleep. I think that's a rule, don't you think, Jennifer? I don't know. Most of the things that drive me crazy and I get upset and nervous and worry about are at night. You know, you get quiet, you're in bed, and all of a sudden this thing starts to get into your mind. And then in the morning, the sun comes up, and there's a new perspective. I think of the passage in Scripture that says, and his mercies are new every morning. You know, his mercies are new every morning. Here's another rule. What you do next is most important. What you do next is most important. It's not what you're going to do tomorrow. It's what you're going to do next. And then next after that, and next after that. This is the way life works. You're interacting with a person. What are you going to do next in terms of that relationship is going to be the most important thing. Here's another rule. You and I are 100% responsible for what we think, what we feel, and what we do. And that's just simply a reality. All right. I've talked enough. Let's get some of you on the line here to share your thoughts with us. I'm going to go to Deborah. Deborah in New Mexico. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you on
Good.
This beautiful day?
Yes, it is beautiful. Tell me, what's a rule or some principle you've learned that's helped you in your life?
Well, in this season of giving, it reminds me that I have learned that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself.
It is. Did you struggle with that for a while in life?
Yes. And then when I realized, hey, if you just forgive them, because if you're holding something inside, you're punishing yourself for some wrongdoing that some other person has done.
Yeah, it's like drinking poison and think you're hurting somebody else when you only hurt yourself, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's hard, though, isn't it? I mean, it's a reality. But, you know, it can be very difficult, I think, for us sometimes to understand the power of forgiveness. All right. Thank you, Deborah. Appreciate it. Let me go to Tiffany in Michigan. Are you there, Tiffany? Hello.
Sure she is.
All right. We'll get to her in just a moment. Tell you what, let's take another quick break, and we'll get right back to you. Solomon, in his wisdom, wrote words that were easy to understand. In fact, the wisest people are those who can communicate a truth without having to figure out what in the world was he saying. Solomon said this in 22 words. Are you ready? So if you have your Bibles, turn to Ecclesiastes 10:10. He says, if an axe is dull and one does not sharpen the edge, then he must use more strength. But wisdom brings success. Here's the truth. Here's the universal principle that Solomon is sharing with us. Successful people keep their edges sharp, and unsuccessful people don't. That's as simple as it gets.
Boy, you know, that's a principle. And by the way, maybe that's what got me thinking about all this this month, is that's one of the rules of life. You know, another rule I found in Ecclesiastes, it says that the quiet words of the wise are more to be heeded than the shouts of a ruler of fools. That's a truth. That's a truth. And it could be a parenting one as well. All right. This is fun. Taking calls. Let's go to Cheryl, who is next in Michigan. Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Randy. How are you today?
Doing well. You sound like you're in a snowstorm.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in a vehicle.
Oh, okay. That's all right. Go right ahead. What have you learned? What's a principle or rule that you try to follow?
The rule I try to follow, I heard in a sermon from my priest at church, and something that I never really thought about was what our thoughts are. And he said, you know, you need to protect your thoughts just as you need to protect your words. And I had never thought about that. And so I started reading the Bible and praying about it. And it got to the point where I was able to say, you know what? That's not of God. You know, go away. I don't need to think that. I need to think godly thoughts. And my relationship with God has grown so much since I started working on that. You know, it's easy to think about what you're going to say, but when these thoughts come in, you also need to be on guard, because that's how Satan also gets to us, is through our thoughts.
Older, because a little noisy. But it's true. If Satan can get a hold of our thinking, he's got a hold of our life. That's why the Bible, by the way, I'll give you some proof text on that. The Bible tells us to take captive every thought out of obedience to Christ. Take captive, and not just to think straight, but to take captive. It's almost like a grab hold of it and say, enough of that. You know, I'm not going to allow that into my mind. Paul tells us in Philippians 4:8, for instance, that whatever is true and right and admirable and praiseworthy and of good report, that we ought to be thinking on these things, right? And it's not about perfection. It's just about the reality that, as I heard one teacher say, we become what we think about over an extended period of time. We become what we think about over an extended period of time. And so if we allow our thinking to take us down that trail, it's going to get us into trouble. That's for sure. All right, we're about out of time, but I want to share a couple more of these principles or rules that I use in working with people. You've heard some of these before, perhaps, if you've been in my conferences. This is one. It's expectation minus reality always equals disappointment. I mean, that's just a reality. I mean, if you have an expectation and it doesn't measure up, you're always going to feel a little disappointment. And the greater the distance between the expectation and reality, the greater the disappointment. Now, what's the practical application? Be realistic in your expectations of your spouse. They're human too. They do dumb things. They say dumb things. I mean, they're not dumb people, right? Okay, but you got me? And if we have unrealistic expectations of our kids, of our pastor, you know, maybe even on unrealistic expectations of what God ought to be doing in my life that are not biblical. If you're disappointed at anything today, this is probably a rule that's being violated or needs to be more deeply understood. And there's a whole lesson there, because with expectation and reality, there's only two things you can change if you want to alter disappointment.
And that's either reality or expectation, right? And sometimes you can change reality, but if you can't, maybe you need to adjust expectation a little bit. Something to think about. All right, a couple more here before we wrap it up. Action without godly intention will create weariness and scattered living. Okay, let me say that again. I want you to understand what I'm talking about. If we get up every day and we're busy, checklist things we're doing, but we're doing this without a clear godly intention, we're not sure where it's going, we just have a checklist we got to get through every day. If you're feeling weary at the end of the day, I mean, I don't mean just tired because it was a good day, but I'm talking about that sense of what happened today. I'm just weary. Ask yourself, am I doing things without knowing why? That's a rule. If we violate it, we violate it at our own expense. Two more, and then we'll wrap it up. Inertia is the enemy to growth. Inertia is the enemy to growth. Inertia means that whatever force is going on in your life, you're going to continue to go in that same direction unless there's some opposite force put on it. Inertia may be that you're stuck, or inertia could be you're just going in the wrong direction. And maybe this is true in your marriage today, or your work, or your finances. And you stop and say, it's kind of like what Einstein said many, many years ago. I think it was him that said, continuing to do the same thing and expecting a different result is one definition of insanity, right? And so inertia, ask yourself, what is inertia doing in my life? Am I continuing to live as I did last year and the year before? Am I allowing inertia to drive my life? And then finally, this is a rule. There's a God-shaped vacuum in each of us. And if you're finding a hollowness or an emptiness today, very likely it's because you're not filled it with the right thing. Can I challenge you today, if you don't know Christ, that you give your life to Him today? What a great time to start at this holiday season to say, Lord Jesus, I'm done doing my thing, going in my own direction, trying to do my own way. I give my life to you today. Come into my life. I give my life to you, and the best I can, I'm going to start following you. And when you do that, you've begun the process to say, that's the first step for intentional living. All right, we got to run. This has been fun today. Appreciate the calls, and we'll be back again tomorrow. We're talking about marriage tomorrow. Hope you'll join us. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.